This is World Opinion, editorial comment from the World Press. Editorials on the Bush State of the Union speech and the defeat of the Labour Party in Israel. In the United States, papers expressed a range of concerns over Bush's State of the Union speech. The New York Times writes, "Mr. Bush has always done a good job of arguing that Saddam Hussein is dangerous, and he did so again last night. But the president has never been as effective in making the case for immediate intervention or for going to war absent broad international support. The administration has not been able to connect the dots or even to demonstrate that Iraq has a history of aiding terrorism as clear as that of some of America's allies in the region." The paper goes on, "We welcome the president's decision to bring the question of Iraq's conduct back to the United Nations and to provide new intelligence that he says will bolster the administration's case. More troubling," concludes the paper, "was his threat to attack Iraq even without Security Council support. Mr. Bush's language and his intensity left little doubt that his path was set, no matter what the rest of the international community decides." That from the New York Times. And the Boston Globe writes, "On Iraq, Bush laid out better than he has previously the argument that Saddam Hussein retains and is hiding specific amounts of chemical and biological agents. And he promised that Secretary of State Colin Powell will present more intelligence to the United Nations Security Council next Wednesday. However," the paper says, "more detail is still needed to convince a skeptical world that Saddam cannot be contained and that even a successful military attack would not have harmful after effects." That from the Boston Globe. And in Israel, the Haaretz reflected on Sharon's electoral victory and the defeat of the Labour opposition. The paper writes, "Starting now, enormous pressure from various directions will be applied on Labour to compromise its principles and to join a government led by Sharon." However, the paper goes on, "From the earliest days of the Zionist enterprise and during the first 30 years after the establishment of the state, the Labour movement represented the mainstream of Israeli public life. That hold has weakened in the past 25 years, and to reverse that trend, the party has agreed to blur its identity to look like Likud." However, the paper concludes, "The Labour Party's duty now is to once again sharpen its ideological profile and make it unequivocally distinct from the right, and to head the camp that prefers compromise and reconciliation with the Palestinians over clinging to the territories and the illusion that it is possible to repress Palestinian ambitions for independence. The Labour Party's role now will be to represent and to lead the public that supported it and the other parties of the left. If it does so without stammering, it will best serve the interests of the country and create a chance to become the political home of a future majority." That from the Haaretz in Israel. This has been World Opinion, a service of the United Nations Bureau of Radio for Peace International, made possible with support from Bon Ami. I'm Kevin Sanders.